From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say Turkish airstrikes Sunday have killed at least 35 civilians in northern Syria. The watchdog says 20 people were killed in the village of Jub al-Qusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied to the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of Al-Armana. Republican nominee Donald Trump promised Saturday that he will begin removing hundreds of thousands of criminal illegal immigrants from the U.S. on his first day in office.
Including removing the hundreds and thousands of criminal illegal immigrants that have been released into the United States and United States communities under the incompetent Obama-Clinton administration.
Speaking at an event in the battleground state of Iowa, Trump repeated his trademark pledge to build a border wall and offered a new detail of his immigration plan, which has been criticized for being rich in rhetoric but lacking in specifics. Trump said he will track people who enter the country on visas and ensure they leave when the visa expires. He also said a nationwide verification program will prevent non-citizens from obtaining welfare and other social benefits. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a third day late Saturday with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. This is VOA News. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapsed after Wednesday's powerful quake, devastated four towns in the mountainous heartland of the country, and rattled the central agricultural regions. Regional public prosecutors say they will not only investigate why recently constructed public buildings, including a schoolhouse renovated in 2012, failed to withstand the quake's force, but they're also threatening to file charges against private property owners who may have altered their houses, most very ancient, in ways that breach current building codes and anti-seismic engineering regulations. Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the nearly 300 people confirmed killed. Pakistani officials said security forces have raided a madrasa, or Islamic seminary, in the southwestern city of Quetta and rounded up around 100 Afghan nationals for suspected links to militant groups. Provincial government spokesman Anwar ul-Haq Kakar told VOA the detainees did not possess any identity documents. Authorities also seized undesired literature from the seminary known as Madrasa Abdullah bin Zubair. He said the institution has been sealed after the overnight raid in the Busa Mandi area, and detainees are being probed for further legal action. It's unclear what prompted Saturday's raid, but the locality is notorious for harboring extremists linked to outlawed groups, including the Afghan Taliban. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe. The siege left 20 hostages dead, 17 of them foreigners. Police in Bangladesh said Saturday they killed the suspected mastermind of the attack and two other militants during a raid on their hideout just outside of Dhaka. Muslim extremists who support Islamic State have staged a jailbreak in the southern Philippines, freeing eight of their fellow radicals. Officials say at least 20 heavily armed members of the Mauta militant group raided the jail in Marawi Saturday, allowing at least 15 detainees who are not members of the group to also escape. The eight Mauta members who escaped were recently arrested by soldiers who found a homemade bomb in the rebels' van at a security checkpoint. The Mauta radicals have frequently been seen carrying the black flag of Islamic State. Please look at our website at voanews.com. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.